Howdy, pilgrims. Welcome back to Venture Pill. We've got another fascinating dose prepared for y'all this week.
Indeed we do. Leading off this week's dose, we have Lawhive, an AI-based legal tech platform that's targeted towards small law firms. The company just secured a $12 million seed round led by Google Ventures.
From there, you'll hear about Quilt, a startup that's built the most efficient and intuitive climate solution for homes hot off a $33 million Series A led by Energy Impact Partners and Galvanize Climate Solutions.
It's a little chilly in here, Sam. Maybe we could use some Quilt.
Could a little Quilt.
You got a Quilt? And lastly, we close out this week's dose with a breakdown on Guesty, a startup that lets property managers efficiently manage their properties online, fresh off a $130 million Series F led by KKR.
Another diverse dose for all the loyal pilgrims out there. Let's get on into it.
Here we go.
You see here, kid, you gotta just go for it. Don't think about what comes after or what came before. You just gotta bend your knees, take a deep breath, and jump.
This is Venture Pill, your weekly dose of startups and venture capital. We break down recent startups in the news and interview founders and investors to help you stay informed in the evolving world of venture. Alrighty, leading things off on this week's dose, we have Lawhive, which just raised a $12 million seed round to expand its legal tech AI platform for small firms. The round was led by Google Ventures, and London-based Episode One Ventures also got in on the fun. Let's start with the product. So Lawhive offers an AI-based in-house lawyer through a software-as-a-service platform targeted towards smaller law firms.
Yeah, so a little bit more on the opportunity here. To date, most legal tech startups that have deployed AI have concentrated on the bigger, lucrative market of big law. Down with big law.
Down with big law. Or actually, I think this might be up with small law.
We haven't had an up with. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, these are basically the big firms that have a global presence. They're typically more keen on pushing AI into their workflows. For example, some startups in the space have recently raised. Harvey, a US-based startup, raised $106 million. You also had Robin AI, which is UK-based, raised $43 million. And also Spellbook, Canada-based, raised $32 million. But most legal tech startups haven't really paid attention to the thousands of Main Street law firms, which have far smaller budgets and are harder to monetize.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach, and I actually want to take a second to talk about Main Street, because I just learned this term a few weeks ago, but obviously there's Wall Street, which usually refers to the big corporate, right? Think big law and big finance. And then Main Street, which I learned is more for the local, smaller mom and pop shops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the differentiator here. And yeah, it's an interesting approach. We've talked so much about a humongous piece of pie and trying to carve that out. Obviously, mm-hmm. big law, big pie.
Grandma's been cooking.
This is by focusing on the smaller law firms, it almost feels like they're focusing on the crumbs, right? And maybe, you know, you get enough crumbs, that's as good or as big as a small slice of pie.
The crumbs are sometimes better.
Yeah. But it's interesting to see a company that's focusing on those smaller firms. And so essentially, rather than focusing on the few big players in the big law space in the United States or the UK, Lawhive is looking to address the consumer legal space, which is a totally different market, as we've covered. Currently, this market in the UK is served by 10,000 small law firms, and these smaller law firms are struggling amidst higher costs and a shrinking pool of lawyer talent, as many mid-career lawyers are making the switch and going freelance or self-employed, starting their own shop.
Yeah, and although UK's consumer legal market is worth an estimated £25 billion, like most legal markets, it is groaning under the weight of its own costs. So basically, this means that approximately 3.6 million people have an unmet legal need involving a dispute every year, and around 1 million small businesses handle legal issues on their own. So there's a strong opportunity to automate to help the sector ramp up productivity.
Right, and that's exactly where Lawhive comes in. So again, they target those smaller law firms or solo lawyers, maybe those lawyers that are leaving those small law firms to start their own shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so lawyers can use Lawhive's software to onboard and manage their own clients Or what's another cool feature here, they can sign up for Lawhive's marketplace to be matched with individual customers and small businesses that might need some legal issues addressed.
And so a little bit more on how it works. The startup applies a variety of foundational AI models, as well as its own in-house model, to summarize documents and speed up repetitive tasks such as know your customer, client onboarding, and document collection for both lawyers and their clients.
Right, yeah. So makes sense. We've covered startups that use a similar approach, but in a different industry, which is helping with those mundane administrative back office tasks and allowing the professionals, the specialists, to really focus on the things that A, make them money, but also really have an impact for their client. Or I'm thinking about, you know, doctors using AI to do the same thing with their patients, let them focus more on their patients.
Yeah.
So not exactly a new model, but an interesting application of it. And so you mentioned that they have their variety of foundational AI models. They have their own in-house AI lawyer called Lawrence.
Nice.
Lawrence the lawyer, which
Larry.
Is great. Yeah, Larry the lawyer, which is built on top of their own large language model. And they claim that Lawrence has passed the solicitor's qualifying examination, which, for those who don't know, us included, is a law exam in England and Wales. And Lawrence passed that test with an 81% grade against a passing grade of 55%. So did pretty well on the solicitor's qualifying exam.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's what you know, that's how you instill trust for a company to trust a lawyer as a service solution. And so looking forward, their plans with this seed round, they plan to enter other markets, and they were pretty secretive or just didn't want to speculate too much. So they haven't disclosed what other markets they're looking into. That said, perhaps their lead investor, Google Ventures, is a clue. Maybe they're looking to establish more of a presence in the United States. Plenty, I'm sure the opportunity is also very abundant in the United States as well with these small law firms that, you know, need attention and have an addressable market as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen, like, at Interplay where I work, I've seen the analysis our team has done on different markets, and like for us, like, finding out what percentage of an addressable market is made up of small companies this size to this size versus the large ones, and that distribution is always pretty interesting to see. And that long tail can be a big opportunity depending on the industry, and it sounds like that is the case here. I did also want to say that a 55% passing reminds me of when I was at the London School of Economics. Yes,
yes, of course.
Yes. One summer, and it was hard to get the passing grade of, like, and their passing grades are much lower. I guess they just make their tests harder, and you're allowed to do worse. I don't know. I just found that interesting. But what
exams were you, like, you weren't taking this law exam?
No. I'm just saying in general, like, the exam, like the midterm and the final, would have been fun to have Lawrence as a fellow classmate.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And again, like we said, just this is a company that's looking to feed off the crumbs, and they have a strong seed round, and hopefully they continue to expand. Interesting to see. It's a huge market, even though it's smaller law firms. Everyone has heard about how slow and just, like, how long the entire legal process can take, resolving disputes and claims, things like that. So if this can make that any more efficient, which it seems like it can, then sounds like a winner.
Up with small law.
Up with small law, baby. Yes.
All right. I love that. Okay, our second company of this week's dose is Quilt, which just announced a $33 million Series A led by Energy Impact Partners and Galvanized Climate Solutions. The round also included participation from Garage Capital, Gradient Ventures, as well as Lower Carbon Capital, and a few others. And so, deemed the smartest way to heat and cool your home, Quilt is launching a more efficient and intuitive climate solution than anything else out there in the market. And it is launching May 15th.
Yeah, no, this one's great. Us living in Texas, we know the struggles and also financial toll that having a cool air-conditioned home can be, especially in the peak summer and vice versa for people that are in Chicago, New York, Northeast, wherever it may be. You know, you got to keep the heater running a little bit longer than you'd like to.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible, just as a side note real quick, incredible in the same week, New York experienced an earthquake, a snowstorm, and a full eclipse. Pretty unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
But Quilt's only addressing one of those things.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into the problem that Quilt is looking to address here, which is that 20% of emissions from the United States come from homes, with the largest driver of those emissions being heating. And so Quilt's mission is to make the climate-friendly choice the easy choice. And again, as we mentioned, like in Texas, the climate-friendly choice is probably keeping your AC to like 75 degrees in the middle of the summer, but that's not always, you know, what you want when you're out in 100 degree heat.
Yeah, absolutely. So their differentiator in this is a really sleek new ductless technology that does not use fossil fuels. So it's about getting away from that and bringing people into this new age of electrified climate solutions. And this is a new type of heat pump system, which provides room by room control. So a centralized system as opposed to what many people are used to in a siloed split system setup. And this allows easy manipulation, whether from the main thermostat or even from their app.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the room by room control abilities there because some people like it hot. Mm-hmm. Some people prefer it a little cold. I'm wondering what my dad's going to do with all this free time he has by not constantly monitoring the thermostat. But he'll find something new,
yeah.
I'm sure. Another differentiating feature here is occupancy awareness. So Quilt has special sensors that detect when people are in the room or not in the room to be more energy efficient. So don't need my room to be 68 degrees in the middle of the summer if I'm gone for the week, which is a pretty cool feature and environmentally friendly, I'm sure. Additionally, they have a pretty experienced team, as some of their early team members formerly worked at Google, Apple, Nest, and Tesla, a bunch of high-tech companies. Nest as well, you know, kind of specializes in this home control app environment. So as good a team as any out there to solve this issue.
Yeah, and they've done it in a short amount of time. But a little bit more on why this matters and what's heating up in the market right now. So heat pumps are growing in popularity. They've outpaced gas furnaces in sales for 2 years in a row now. And this is what I've also been hearing in the HVAC market that I play in my day job at Interplay. It's also incentivized through recent Inflation Reduction Act or IRA legislation, which incentivizes homeowners to go this route as well. And then I would just say, noting the general shift in consumers caring about the environment, going for the electric, you know, the more environmentally friendly system or whatever it may be in cars or in your home.
Right. Definitely a trend that's easy to get behind. We want to protect our environment as much as possible. But also, if you can find a way to do that without inconveniencing or, you know, causing discomfort amongst, you know, half the house is against half the house, that's great too.
Yeah.
And so this funding will help Quilt come out of this sort of quasi stealth mode that they've been in and bring the product to market in partnership with a manufacturer. And if you check out the website, which we'll link in the show notes, as always, there's a cool looking launch countdown on their website. Again, coming May 15th, and so we'll have a better idea of how it all works, the purchasing and install process, pricing info, and more specifics that you and I always love to dig into if they're available. But that said, this is a cool company, so I'm glad we're out in front of it. And so they plan to first launch in the Bay Area, then they'll expand to LA, and from there, keep broadening out to infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond, yeah. This is a really cool, sleek, like looking technology. It's basically something that kind of sits on your wall. It's going to be a little bit different than what people are used to. And I think that's one of the hurdles that was discussed in the article we have linked and how the founders were thinking about that. But ultimately they made it look really cool. It's just going to be probably a bit of education needed for homeowners to get over that hump, get that in their home. And then they realize, wow, this is kind of the way of the future. It's more environmentally friendly, efficient.
And you mentioned one of the trends of just people kind of shifting towards caring more about the environment, wanting to help it out. I think another trend, and one that I'm certainly behind, is also just the emergence of smart homes. Mm-hmm. So being able to control just about everything from your phone. I know for you and I, or I know for myself at least, we have like the smart lights that we can control from our phone. And also, you know, it's cool. We can make them be colorful and get into party mode, things like that. I even have a kettle that I can control from my phone. Yeah, no, this shift towards smart home is definitely something I am enjoying. And when I eventually become a homeowner, we'll certainly implement or hope to implement into my home as well. Okay, wrapping up this week's dose, we have Guesty, a platform that lets property managers manage their business online, including listing properties on platforms like Airbnb and VRBO, as well as several others. that just raised an $130 million Series F that values the startup at $900 million post-money. The round was led by KKR, joined by Innovia Capital, and then several existing investors came along for the ride again, including Apex Fund, BDT and MSD Partners, and Sixth Street participating as well.
Yeah, so that's a lot of the kind of the big names in the private equity space, which we don't usually get into. And we haven't really covered maybe less than a handful of Series Fs in PIL history. So this is certainly bleeding into more of the late stage growth stage, private equity firms here. If you don't recognize those names, I know we know a couple people that have worked for some of these firms. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a little bit on the market sizing here to add some context to this funding. The global travel and tourism sector has been on a massive rebound post-COVID.
Definitely. Everyone who's been to an airport or even just looked at airline prices lately is aware of that.
Seriously. Yeah, it's been crazy in Austin especially.
Yeah.
The market is expected to generate record high sales of $11.1 trillion, and that's according to the World Tourism and Travel Council. And that's with tourism in the U.S. and China still catching up to pre-pandemic levels even.
Yeah, which is hard to believe because, again, even just within the United States, like airports, airplanes, airline travel all seem to be so expensive, so booked up, so busy. But people are traveling. It's, I mean, good for everybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this market is massive, as we covered. And so now fitting that massive market into the venture capital space for Guesty and its competitors, this upswing in the travel market has led to several nine-figure funding rounds. Including, so Guesty actually had an $170 million Series E back in August 2022, so just under 2 years ago. Hmm. Additionally, HostAway, which is a close competitor, raised $175 million in May of 2023. And lastly, Get Your Guide raised a $194 million round at a $2 billion valuation one day after HostAway's $175 million round. Yeah, really had to go in there and usurp the headlines. Yeah.
Beat them by 19 million.
But all of this to say, this trend is a strong reminder that investors are still willing to sign big term sheets in the right circumstances, and identifying this massive travel market and its likelihood to rebound after the pandemic certainly fits that criteria into where an investor might be interested. And lastly, a little extra context on the market size here. The short-term rental space is currently valued at $277 billion, with a significant shift in customer preferences driving demand for short-term rentals over hotels every quarter since 2022.
Yeah, and I don't know that we found exactly how that compares to the hotel market and how that size, but I imagine it is growing. I mean, as you just said, it's growing and catching up. I would imagine hotels are still larger, but that's just a wild guess.
Yeah, I'd imagine so too. They certainly have that first mover advantage by a couple decades, but nonetheless, definitely, you know, think about Airbnb and VRBO and how much our generation, even older than us, younger than us in both directions, lean to that as, you know, maybe their first choice for lodging when they travel. Makes sense.
Yeah. So a little bit more on Guesty's product. Operating in over 80 countries, the platform is the most comprehensive and easy to use on the market, providing property managers and hosts with the tools necessary to manage the entire rental journey. So the platform, which already covers hundreds of thousands of properties, provides basic services like listing and booking management, analytics and accounting tools, the ability to manage multiple properties, and customer relationship management or CRM features.
Right, and those were the baseline features, kind of table stakes, I would say, to any, you know, platform like this that helps property managers manage their properties. But they also recently added some new and improved features like enhanced payment services and capital advances, damage protection services, which was a little foray into the insurance space for them, as well as website building tools and price optimization services.
That's all pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, pretty exciting list of new features. And of course, all these features integrate with the dozens of interfaces where a property manager might list a room or a home for travelers to book. So not just VRBO and Airbnb, but also your Expedia and any other travel site you might use these days.
Fitting right into the existing stack. Yeah, so this funding will help them continue to improve the services of the platform. I'm sure fine-tuning those new products and features, as well as expanding into medium-term rentals. So this is a space you and I are actually pretty interested in. Mm-hmm. To date, the main focus for Guesty has been those short-term rentals, or STRs, properties booked for typically less than 1 month. Now the company wants to expand into the medium-term space, broadening their target market to include people who might be living temporarily in a location for a specific work assignment, or traveling remotely and visiting different cities, which we've known plenty of people to do, and we've dabbled in a little bit ourselves. I think this is a growing space. It makes a lot of sense to kind of become the main platform when people think about managing that. And I think it presents a little bit of a different set of challenges and needs than the short term. Somewhere in between regular, right? I mean, somewhere in between, like, what I'll call regular 1 or more year leasing mm-hmm. in the short term. I think it's pretty smart that they're looking into that.
Yeah, agreed. And like you said, you and I have certainly bounced ideas off each other in this space. I think our general generation, again, plus or minus a few years with this work from home nomad culture that's become so commonplace, it's pretty common for someone to want to be in Chicago for 3 months and then skiing for 3 months and then on the beach for 3 months, something like that,
mm-hmm.
Which is more of that medium-term market and is certainly a big opportunity for them to expand into, of course, with its challenges. And so lastly, with this influx of capital, Guesty is also going to look into more acquisitions. And so to quote Emiad Soto, Guesty's CEO, "The market may not be looking favorable for all startups right now, but that is less of a comment on the strength of startups and the talent and innovation that happens within that. It's more on the state of venture capital right now. And there are a lot of very interesting companies out there that might be ready to entertain acquisition offers that provide less bullish valuations." So, you know, that makes sense in the context of Guesty. But the first part of that, in terms of startups still being really strong and just the market being down, certainly something you and I resonate with, and feels like a lot of our interviewees have said the same thing too, or something similar.
That's mm-hmm. pretty interesting. And we don't often cover acquisitions, but if they did, I think we'd count that as a portfolio update, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Count it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Count it. Anyway, so a little bit more on the pricing and then we'll wrap this week's dose up. So they have basically three different tiers. It's the light version for people like us that might own 1 to 3 properties. That's going to be starting at $27 a month. Then there's the pro version, which is tailored for anywhere in the 4 to 199 listing range. And you're just going to get a quote for that, probably get bulk discount pricing. And then the enterprise level, really solutions for 200 or more listings, customized, even more discounted on a per property basis. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing customized solution.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And if this digs into some of the tasks that someone might traditionally pay a property manager, then I think $27 a month, the light version, is pretty justifiable. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I still, you know, you might still need a property manager there just to make sure all logistics are operating. But if you can offload some of the CRM related things and pricing and things like that, booking, like, that seemingly would allow mm-hmm. the property owner to put a little more back into their pocket. And lastly, on Guesty, just a final note, the company is based out of New York with roots in Israel. They say their revenue has increased 5x in the past 3 years, and they expect to turn profitable this year, probably looking more closely to a potential IPO or acquisition or expansion of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Nearing the exit. They don't go much farther than F. I mean, I know there's about 20 other letters in the alphabet, but we'll see. Yeah, so tabs will most certainly be kept on Guesty.
Without saying on that one.
Yeah, yeah. A great dose today, partner. A quick reminder to the pilgrims, really appreciate any engagement, mm-hmm. following, sharing on our social media platforms. Brandon puts in a lot of work on that, and we love hearing from you. So if you listen this far, you feel like giving us a little note or just sharing the show, we want to grow this thing and help more people make the pilgrimage, as we say in the the old outro. So.
Exactly, yeah. Well said. Love all of our pilgrims out there that have been engaging. Appreciate you tipping the cap to me and my work, but I tip it right back to thee.
Back unto thee.
But yeah, I think you said March was a pretty record month for us.
March was a record month, yeah. And I don't know why, but March has historically been like a good month for us.
Yeah,
We've had 3 of them, no big deal. But yeah, yeah. No, seeing good engagement. So we want to continue to grow this thing and
Marching forward.
Keep marching forward. You got it.
But yeah, another great Dose partner. And the rest of our listeners, we appreciate y'all. And y'all know where to find us next week.
See y'all next time. Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another dose of startups and venture capital. And as always, we appreciate our pilgrims spreading the word about the show. Share with your friends and help someone else make the pilgrimage. See you next time. She told me that she only bumps my music when she's lonely. Thinks my vibe's a little low-key, okie-dokie. That's alright, but wait, I don't know how to do that.